good afternoon. An upper-level disturbance and a system well off the eastern seaboard are combining to draw in moisture from the Atlantic and produce cloudy skies and spotty light snow and rain showers, along with areas of fog and drizzle today across interior New York and New England. Accumulations of snow will be minimal and, in most cases, none at all. However, some of the higher terrain could get a light coating as we reach the latter portion of the afternoon, especially towards sunset. Temperatures, meanwhile, are struggling in the 30s and may climb a few degrees in spots into the upper 30s to lower 40s for daytime highs. Eventually, high pressure will build in tonight and clouds will tend to break up. It's going to be a tough process this time of year, though, so we'll go with partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight with lows back into the mid-20s. This will set us up for what looks to be probably the best day of the week. On Thursday, we'll have sunshine for a good portion of the day, giving way to some increasing clouds later on as a new front approaches. Although it will be dry during the day on Thursday, highs will reach the lower to mid-40s. That front will draw closer with showers developing on Thursday night, and rain showers are likely on Friday morning as high temperatures with a southerly breeze surge into the upper 40s to around 50. Behind this front, the wind will flip around to the northwest and temperatures will start to drop late Friday and Friday night. This will set us up for a dry start to the weekend and somewhat cooler air. We will have a good amount of sunshine on Saturday, and high temperatures will reach into the lower 40s. The next system will quickly be on its heels, though, and clouds will increase Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. And as another wave of low pressure tracks up the eastern seaboard, we run the risk of more rain and snow showers on Sunday, especially in the morning, closer to the coast. High temperatures on Sunday afternoon will be around the 40-degree mark. We'll dry it out again and warm it up behind this system with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday of next week. Highs will start to climb through the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure over the central high plains will move into the Great Lakes by Thursday morning, and this system will produce rain and snow over parts of the northern plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley. Elsewhere, as high pressure slides across the northern Rockies, it'll set up a favorable pressure gradient for strong northerly winds across the northern and central parts of California. The wind will reach 15 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts in terrain-favored areas. At the same time, the humidity values will fall to around 15% during peak heating, and with dry fuels in place across the region, an elevated and critical wildfire risk has been issued over the region. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy in the upper 40s. Boston, cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high 72 set in 1991, and the record low 6 in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:28 p.m. 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with spotty freezing drizzle, rain, and snow showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers possible today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few rain and possible snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and possible snow showers today, and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower to mid-40s. Rain showers likely on Friday morning, temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 early in the afternoon, then becoming breezy with falling temperatures during the latter portion of the day. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, lower 40s. A chance of rain and snow showers, especially closer to the coast on Sunday, near 40. And a mix of sun and clouds mid-40s Monday and upper 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.